It's week two of Dyslexia Awareness Month, and this week we're really looking at the relationship between the visual mind that we learned about last week and our emotions. Let's dive in. My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds.
Today, we are going to look into how your picture thinking affects your emotions. Yesterday, we shared our first big aha. If you don't see a picture for a particular word, you will get a blank. And this means your brain cannot process the information, feeling, concept, or idea, or get the correct meaning, and you will feel confused. Yesterday, the first three words I asked you to visualize were picture words. They had a picture associated with them. We access our visual picture of them in our mind to gain knowledge and certainty about what those words mean. You know the saying, a picture has 1,000 words? Well, for dyslexics, a word can have 1,000 pictures. Just look at how many different images the word wave can evoke. Did you know when you think in pictures or images, your thinking process is incredibly fast and intuitive? In fact, picture thought happens at around 32 images per second. Word thought is 5 words per second. This means it can feel like you have a movie running in your mind, racing with images. You are internally surrounded by images, sights, thoughts. And here comes our next big aha. Words are just words, but pictures give us emotions. Your whole being, your senses, your emotions connect much more to visual images. Think about how much you feel when you watch a movie. How much are your emotions engaged by that visual experience? Think of the emotional roller coaster these movies take you on. E.T., Lion, or Me Before You. Because you naturally think visually, you also feel and connect so much more when you experience your thoughts as pictures. But what does this mean for you? It means your emotional state is connected to and can be driven by your internal visual images. It's having that emotional connection to all of your thoughts all the time is exhausting. You can be emotionally overstimulated by your thoughts, those constant pictures and movies in your mind. And when you react so emotionally, it makes you feel unstable and not in sync with what is actually happening around you. If what we think and feel doesn't match what's happening around us, we feel stupid or like we have got it wrong. We feel disconnected from people and the world around us. And we start to believe our emotions are wrong. Because we emotionally overreact, we learn that we cannot trust our own thoughts and feelings. This is one of the most powerful causes of self-doubt and one of the hidden sides of adult dyslexia. This may be a new idea for you, that dyslexia actually affects our emotions and our thoughts about ourselves and our confidence. Understanding why dyslexia affects so much more than reading and writing is the way to free yourself from the stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem. You see, we have never been shown how to use our visual emotional mind. And if we can't trust what is in our head or our hearts, no wonder we feel confused and riddled with self-doubt about our thoughts and feelings. The world sees the external struggles of dyslexia, but not the massive internal battles. Thank you so much for watching.